Life.
Good morning, America. How are you? Say, don't you know me? I'm your native son.
And now, from studios on the campus of the University of Common Sense in the Big Easy, the professor of Thinkology and a man dedicated to truth and common sense. America, class is in session right here, right now, with your host, Jim Brown.
Hey, welcome to the second hour of the Common Sense Show. Jim Brown here with you on the weekend, trying to make some sense of what's going on in the news, keep you filled in on some of the more offbeat things happening. I put a lot of this on my website, which you can find at www.jimbrownusa.com. Hey, if you want to rub shoulders with the millionaires and the billionaires, what cities do you want to live in? Tokyo, Japan, quite frankly, has more millionaires than any other city in the United States. I thought it was kind of interesting. Frankfurt, Germany has more on a per capita basis. For every 1,000 people, 75 are millionaires. That's a lot of millionaires. And this, when you say millionaire in this study, this is a study that just came out from the WealthSite consultant firm. Frankfurt, Germany is really interesting because it has such a concentration. I didn't know what was, I guess because of all the industrial activities going on up there. In the United States, you can pretty much project where the big money is. New York City has about 400,000 millionaires. They've got 70 billionaires. More billionaires live in New York City than any place else in the country. And that's because of the hedge funds, all of these money makers who produce nothing. They make absolutely nothing. They just take your money and they buy and sell and swap and try to take advantage of someone else's bad financial decision to make money. And a lot of these hedge fund owners have made billions of dollars. I mean, it's just that, you know, it seems like a scandalous for somebody to make $10-20 billion a year and do so just by shifting funds from one account to the other, from one stock to the other. But it works, and again, there's 70 billionaires in New York City. And then you look around the rest of the country, you can assume that it kind of makes sense. Actually, the second highest number of billionaires, get this, 70 in New York. Moscow has got 64 billionaires. Isn't that interesting? In Moscow, Russia, I think it's because of a lot of the oil out there. A lot of big oil magnates are picking up the oil now in Russia, the minerals. It seems like it's related more to mineral interests. In the United States, then, next to New York City, I guess you'd look at Los Angeles. Los Angeles has 19 billionaires, 126,000 millionaires. And again, Los Angeles, the motion picture industry, so much happening out in California. And then Silicon Valley, that to some degree operates out of Los Angeles. Houston, Texas, 10 billionaires, oil money. That's where it'd be in Houston. The surprising city on this list to me was Chicago. Chicago has 15 billionaires. I never understood the money in Chicago. You got railroad interests there, banking interests, but Chicago is kind of out in the middle of the country. It's kind of an underappreciated city. I occasionally get to Chicago. Michigan Avenue, grand hotels, first-rate restaurants up there. Really got some great restaurants. And the moneyed interests that surround that area from Michigan, they're right on Lake Michigan and coming on around through Illinois, Indiana. So I suppose all of those interests are centered in Chicago. There's a lot of investment activity in Chicago. And I never just understood how Chicago grew so much. You know, it's a lot colder. I guess people in New York said, hey, we have bitter cold weather up here in New York. Let's go find some place where it's worse. Let's go out in the middle of nowhere where it's a lot colder than it is in New York, and we'll start building a city. And that's how Chicago came to be. I mean, the winds coming off Lake Michigan are just bitterly just rip right through you. Having said that, there's some wonderful surrounding areas up there, and it's a great integrated city, very clean city. And so as a consequence, Chicago is kind of the surprise on this list, having so much money there that most people don't realize. 106,000 millionaires and 15 billionaires up in New York City. So glad to see there's some money and interest up there. I wonder how many billionaires there are in my hometown of Faraday, Louisiana. I haven't checked recently. I left Faraday a few years back. Faraday's 5,000 across from Natchez, Mississippi. I'm not sure we have any billionaires up that way. By the way, Natchez, Mississippi, if any of you have ever been there, it's a beautiful town, antebellum town, lots of the gorgeous old antebellum homes built before the Civil War. Back in 1835 to 1850, there were more millionaires in Natchez, Mississippi than located any place else in America. Did you know that? That's true. And it was because of the cotton interests and the sugarcane interests that were located across the river. These billionaires owned the property in northeast Louisiana, and they had these huge cotton and farms that were so critical to the cotton plantations. Cotton was then taken down the river to New Orleans and shipped over to England, where cotton was so needed to make all the clothing that went worldwide. So there was huge financial interest in sugarcane and in cotton back in before 1850, before the Civil War broke out. And that's why all those beautiful homes are in Natchez, and it was the concentration of more millionaires than any other place in America. Which, interesting little tidbit. If you get a chance to go to Natchez, you should. Great trip is to take the riverboat, say, from St. Louis or from New Orleans up, and you stop off in Natchez for a few days, and really a charming city. I was very close to that when I was a state senator in Louisiana. I spent a lot of time in Natchez. My three daughters went to high school over in Natchez. And so I've got a lot of ties up that way, just to share that with you. Here's a story that really concerned me. This weekend in the New York Times, there's a proposal by the food and health editor that we're not doing enough to live healthy. Let me read part of this and see if you agree. See if you agree. Because she is saying, the author, that the government should do a lot more to make us eat healthier, not just by encouragement, by actually paying people. Now catch this out. Here's what she says in the article. The home cooked family meal is often lauded as a solution for problems ranging from obesity to deteriorating health to a decline in civility and morals. Using whole foods to prepare meals without additives and chemicals is the holy grail for today's advocates of better eating. Hey, I agree with that. We all agree with that. But how do we get there, she says. For many of us, whether we're full-time workers or full-time parents, this home-cooked meal is a fantasy removed from the reality of everyday life. And so Americans continue to rely on highly processed and refined foods that are harmful to their health. Well, nothing's different along that line. People working a long, long time ago when they're much healthier. By the way, two-thirds of all of Americans today are obese in the most recent studies that have come out. Two-thirds. A lot of it has to do with eating out, fast food joints, fried chicken, hamburgers. That's all your diet is. You're going to be overweight. Just a fact of life. So here's what she says. To get America cooking, we need to make it possible. Stay-at-home parents should qualify for a new government program while they are raising young children, one that provides money for good food as well as education on cooking, meal planning, and shopping, so that one parent in a two-parent household or a single parent can afford to be home with their children and provide wholesome, healthy meals. So now we're going to get we got half the country who is in public assistance. Almost half getting food stamps right now where they can go use that to eat. But now there is a proposal to pay Americans, I'm sure below a certain level, to actually cook good home meals. That's education. We don't need, look, we have paid and paid and paid, and that just goes beyond the line. We don't need to be paying Americans to cook at home to eat good food. We need to educate more. We're not doing that in our schools. We're not doing that in so many venues to educate people how to take care of themselves. And it is a problem, and I agree. And I've said this before. Look, we're a show of common sense with a libertarian slant. I don't mind how you live your life. If you want to go to McDonald's and eat the Big Whopper three times a day, 7 days a week, or go eat Church's fried chicken, I'm not going to argue with you on that. Come back and give you my solutions. We'll talk some more. Jim Brown, The Common Sense Show. My website, www.jimbrownusa.com. freshen up your coffee, and we're going to come back and talk a lot more. And it ain't going to be government paying you to eat. I don't mind government paying poor people to eat, but paying you to cook your own home food. We'll find a better way to do it. Be right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
If you're a contractor working at homes built before 1978, you could be fined. Fined up to $37,500. $37,500 per day per violation. If you're a landlord or property manager with rental properties, properties built before 1978, you too could be fined. Fined up to $37,500. $37,500. We're Kachina. Kachina Lead Paint Solutions. Helping contractors and landlords comply with the new lead paint laws. Avoid the penalties. If you work on pre-78 houses, you must certify your firm. You must be a certified renovator to test for lead paint. If positive, you must use lead safe work practices. You must keep a tight paper trail in case of an audit. This law is enforced by the EPA or your state. If you remodel or rent properties built before 78, call Kachina for free information and a free phone audit. Call 888-800-5224. 888-800-5224. KachinaLeadPaintSolutions.com. Call is free. The audit is free. 888-800-5224. Kachina Lead Paint Solutions.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it, with what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts. If you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of thinkology, Jim Brown.
Had you ever had jury duty? Have you ever been called to serve on a jury? And I kind of find that a lot of people say, oh, gosh, I just can't give up the time to go serve on a jury. And, you know, it's not just drudgery. It's kind of a your right and supposed to be a privilege to serve on a jury. It's a check on our judicial branch to be sure you as a juror keep an eye on the fact that there's not any prosecutorial misconduct or judges out of line, and there's a very good purpose why we have jurors. Well, out in California, you know, California does some crazy things out there. Boy, it's a great place to live, but you got to question the politics. And I don't want to cast dispersion across the whole state because, like I say, you've got a wonderful state. Gosh, as good a weather as you're going to find anywhere in the country. Silicon Valley, you've got some very creative things going on out there. We've got a lot of listeners on 1490 AM, WMET, banning California, as well as other stations out in California. But let me tell you about your state legislature out there. The legislature in California has hit on, I guess, what they consider to be an ingenious way to make citizens take their jury summonses more seriously. Last week, just this last week, they passed proposed legislation in the House. Now, it hasn't passed the whole legislature yet, that would allow non-citizens to serve on juries. You don't have to be a citizen to serve on juries. So you've got people that are here on some kind of a visa. Maybe they're in line to get citizenship. Maybe they're an illegal alien to begin with, an illegal immigrant here to begin with. You can now, in California, if this legislation passes as signed into law by Governor Brown, would make it legal for non-citizens to serve on juries. Look, jury service is not a burdensome drudge work that is imposed on you by an overbearing government or, you know, on an unwilling group of citizens, nor it's not a favor that citizens do for the courts. In fact, to the contrary, it really, as I said before, a chief means of oversight on the judicial branch. You know, you can look at the facts of a particular case, but you can also keep tabs on the judge and the prosecutors and the public defenders, the whole court system itself. It's the place where citizens observe firsthand how their money's being spent. So jury duty should not be drudgery for you. It should be something that you embrace, and I hope your employer, if you have to take off, will pay you for the service. They should. But, you know, the check on government is a right and a duty properly exercised in a democracy, and it should be done by citizens, not immigrants or not those hoping to be citizens. So, California, you got a bum idea on that. I'll tell you, I'm a lawyer, practicing lawyer for a number of years, and of course I was a public official for a good bit, and not that I ever shied away from jury duty, it's just that they didn't want me. I don't know why. I'd be a good juror. I'm opinionated, but I'm fair. I'd be a great juror. But I always got canned from the jury list. I remember once I was trying a case back in the old days. They now have public defenders, but back in the old days, back in the 60s, when I first started practicing law, graduated from Tulane Law School, started practicing law up in a little town of Faraday, Louisiana. And the judge would just appoint you to represent someone, and by and large, the judge would pick the young new lawyers like me and throw all the tough cases on them. You might make $25 or $50. So in one particular case, there was a robbery, case robbery. A fella had stolen a bunch of TV sets. And so I was appointed by the court to represent him. Well, the jury panel was called, and on the jury panel was my wife. She was called as a potential juror. And so when she's called to say, can you be unbiased? She says, of course I can be unbiased. Well, the district attorney jumps up and says, I object. This lady can't be biased. She's. And I stood up and said, well, Your Honor, just because this lady sleeps with me, it can't mean that she can't be fair. I think she can be very, very fair. The judge didn't buy off on that, and my bride of about 6 months or a year got canned off the jury. So, and then I've never been selected. I've shown up on several occasions. I said I'll be very, very fair, but they just don't let lawyers. I mean, lawyers know that, or prosecutors and defendants know you can't trust a lawyer, I guess, in terms of their maybe having too much knowledge. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe they know too much. But in any event, I never served on a jury. Hey, if you get called to be on a jury, do so. It is a privilege. It is a duty. But it's also an obligation of your citizenship, and you ought to take it that seriously. And to our listeners in California, tell your local legislators, listen, we don't need to have non-American citizens pass judgment about American laws on American citizens. We just don't need to do that. We just don't need to do that. There's a better way to skin the cat, and that's not a particular way to do it. So jury service in California, keep it to Americans, and we'll have a lot less problems in the long run. Hey, I saw the Senate. We talked about this the last couple of weeks. The U.S. Senate has now passed this Marketplace Fairness Act, which means they're going to start collecting more taxes on you. Taxes on internet sales. You buy something over the internet, it's not in your state, then you're going to be taxed on it. Your taxes are going to go up anywhere from 8-9% more on the cost of those particular goods and services that you're going to be buying. And I've raised questions about that because I think it's merely a way to generate more money for state governments. There's no return to those who buy those goods. If you live in, say, New York City, and you buy goods from California, you're not getting anything in return. The state of California is taxing you without representation. Taxation without representation. I think it's got some serious constitutional questions that will certainly be challenged in the court. You've got to have a say-so. You've got to vote for those who impose the tax. If you're living in California, buying something in New York, you have no say-so over those New York legislators that are imposing this tax on you. See what I'm saying? The other concern I have is that there ought to be some way the money is tied to a service. If you are selling an item, and I go to the store and buy it here in my home state of Louisiana, the store is getting police protection, the roads are being built, the sewers are being built, they're getting government services. And you're not getting any government services if you're buying to another state. There's nothing in it's part of that transaction that gives government services. Just another tax grab is what it is. If you're going to raise money along those lines, tie the tax to a purpose. Gas taxes are used to build roads, right? In other words, you impose a gas tax, but the money is dedicated to building roads. If you're going to have an internet tax, maybe you do it to allow much more quicker broadband internet and make it more available. Why can't we have free internet across the country? We ought to do that. The internet, and we're going to talk about this next segment about the importance of having internet and why it's impeding jobs in America, why it's slowing down our ability to raise jobs. Jim Brown, The Common Sense Show. My website is www.jimbrownusa.com. Hey, you freshen up your coffee, and I'll be right back with a lot more. Hey, we've got 30 minutes to go, and I'm just getting started here today, so stay with me.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Time. time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of thinkology, Jim Brown.
Deeply troubling article that appeared in the opinion pages of the Wall Street Journal this weekend. Actually, it was Friday, 2 days ago, that I wanted to share with you. It has to do with our lack of computer skills. I talked about how plugged in we are, but to a number of people, we're really not, particularly in the poor areas. You take a city like New Orleans down here where I live. Half the city is not Wi-Fi connected, has no Internet capabilities. Here's an article by a fellow named Kurt McDonald, who's president of PubMatic, an ad tech company in Manhattan in New York. And he was also president of the whole digital network for Time Magazine. And he talked to college graduates. And he says, you know, in the coming months, you're going to be thrilled with a milestone, the pomp and circumstances, and you're going to be looking for a new job. But he says this, I hire a lot of people, but I got news for you. I'm probably not going to hire you. Here's what he says in the Wall Street Journal. This isn't because I don't have positions that need filling. On the contrary, I'm constantly searching for talented new employees. And if someone with the right skills walks into my office, he or she will likely leave it with a very compelling offer. The problem is that the right skills are very hard to find. And I'm sorry to say it, dear graduates, but you probably don't have them. And he goes on to say, this is really important. Now, listen to me on this. He says, he goes on to say that it's not the fault of the student. He says, if you grew up and went to school in the United States, you were educated in a system, he says, that has eight times as many high school football teams as high schools that teach advanced placement computer science classes. And he says things are hardly better in universities. According to one recent report that he points out, in the next decade, American colleges will produce about 40,000 graduates with bachelor's degrees in computer science, about 40,000. But the U.S. economy is slated to create 120,000 computing jobs that require such degrees. So you don't have to be a math major to do the math. That's three times as many jobs as we have people qualified to fill them. You see what I'm saying? We just don't have the people. And you've got to have this computer background if you're going to understand the fundamentals of what engineers and programmers do. Because unless you're familiar enough with the principles and mechanizations of coding to know how the back end of the business works, then you're kind of guessing. You follow me? If you're going to check the guys that do the programming, you've got to understand these things. If you want a job in media, technology, or a related field, then basic computer language skills have got to be the gold of our young people and anybody that's out there looking for a job. You follow me? There are plenty of services that can set you up along this way, but computer skills have been so basic. I've got a car dealer, a good friend of mine. I wrote a book about him on our website. He passed away here not too long ago. His family has the largest dealerships down where I live in my part of the country. And he has mechanics that he needs for his to work on the cars in the shop. He says, unless you have computer skills, you can't understand the testing that's required by General Motors and Ford and Chrysler. They all require some pretty solid computer skills, or you can't be a mechanic anymore. It used to be you got grease all over you, and you kind of went in there with a wrench and fixed the car. Not anymore. You've got to be technically skilled with computers if you're going to do those kinds of jobs. And we can go right down the list of so many other jobs that require these computer skills, and let we're not allowing these skills to help our folks. I'll give you one example. In my home state of Louisiana, the legislature was funding a lot of these rural areas that tie-ins to the internet. The libraries, a lot of people, like I say, half the people in many of these states don't even have internet access, so they go to the local library, right? Because the library's got a few computers, and you get on a computer terminal, and many jobs require that you send your application in over the internet. Well, the legislature, in its wisdom, cut out all the funds to go to the local libraries. The libraries were using this to buy computers and to pay for the probably $50 a month connection for each computer that you would need for these services. And so now they shut down all this stuff. I'll tell you how crazy it is. In one part of my state, the state just gave about $100 million for a chicken plant to open up the chicken plant for locals to go back to work. Very poor area, unskilled people that can handle the work in a chicken plant. But you've got to go online to apply for the job, and half the people in that area don't have the internet, so they have to go to the local library to use the internet, and the state has just cut out the funding for the internet. So, I mean, how crazy is that? How absolutely ridiculous is that? You've got to give this internet access. We now have a lot of the newspapers over in Alabama, the three of the biggest newspapers over there, only have internet access most of the week. Down in New Orleans, I mean, in New Orleans, Louisiana, big cosmopolitan city, place where everybody wants to come, they only have a daily newspaper three times a week. The Times-Picayune is only published as a paper form three times a week. I've been subscribing to the Times-Picayune since back in the 1960s. 7 days a week you curl up with the Times-Picayune. Not anymore. You got to go on the internet, which I do. But if half the people in New Orleans don't have internet access and they need a job, they can't go to the one ads. You see, they can't do that because they don't have internet access. So we're kind of shooting ourselves in the foot, aren't we? We're just causing our own problems by not allowing this kind of thing to happen. And you talk about disparities in education, where many of you listening out there, listening to a talk show like this, by and large, you're a little bit more tied into your kids and grandkids and a little more adept at staying up with the times. So you probably have internet access. I hope you do, so you can go to my website at jimbrownusa.com and check things over. Well, many of our kids go home They don't have internet access, so other kids in the classroom that do are going home and getting on the internet. Yes, they're playing some video games, but more often they're writing term papers, doing the research on Google. They're using that internet to help them be more creative, and the disparities just grow, you see, in the second grade and third grade and the fourth grade, the disparities grow. I got a little granddaughter who is doing PowerPoint presentations at 11 years old. She is producing her own videos, because I've given her an Apple, and she's got the technology to do these kinds of things, putting it all together and doing a very effective job. But if there's anybody in her class that doesn't have access to that kind of services, then they're not keeping up. We've got a group home down here that I do some volunteer work for, and I went by, and the group home didn't have any computer access. These kids say they would go to the library, stand in line, maybe get 15 minutes on the computer. Well, we put some computers, raised some private funds through my family and put some computers in the home, and the kids are so alive and interested now and trying to keep up. And these kids all come from broken homes or in these group homes because their family won't take care of them. Some people say they're throwaways. You can't expect anything out of them. You're not going to get them to be able to be productive. I went by, a couple of months ago. I think maybe told the story to you at the time. Went by the group home on a Friday evening about 8:30, and one little boy who had just gotten on the internet learning so much, he said, "Hey, Mr. Brown," and Jonathan was his name, "Hey, Jonathan, what are you doing? It's Friday night. You're not out with your friends." "No, I just wanted to stay home and read." And some of the kids are on the internet playing video games. Jonathan's reading a book. 10 years old, a kid with no parental guidance at all. He's a throwaway, right? We've almost discarded him and just kind of get him through the basics because he's going to get into trouble. He's not going to amount to anything, right? Jonathan is 10 years old. He's sitting on the couch reading. I said, "Jonathan, what are you reading?" He held up the book. He was reading Romeo and Juliet. Shakespeare. 10 years old. And you're telling me this is a throwaway kid that can't amount to anything? And all it's going to take for us to help is a little financial help through our legislature with public funds to put internet access into these cities and these rural areas. We're absolutely crazy not to do so. Common Sense, www.jimbrownusa.com. Come back for my final segment after we freshen up our gear coffee. And I'm not slowing down. Got a lot more to talk to you about.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
True or false? Some contractors do business illegally without even knowing it.
It's true. I'm Stephen Klein, chairman of NAPAC, the National Association of Professionally Accredited Contractors. We help contractors operate their businesses properly to avoid government or private fines and lawsuits.
So someone may think their contract is legal, but it may not be?
That's right. The laws constantly change, and it's hard to keep up with. NAPAC constantly monitors the laws state by state. We have the documents contractors need to operate safe and sound.
Why not just go to a lawyer?
You could, but most don't understand how home improvement really works. At NAPAC, we have the forms, guides, and agreements contractors need, approved by the nation's top remodeling law firm.
And now NAPAC will review any home improvement contract for basic compliance for free?
Absolutely free, but for a limited time only.
Scan both sides of your contract and email it to info@napac.net. info@napac.net. For a free confidential contract review, info@napac.net.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition. mission by serving thousands of worldwide customers with Real People customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeSig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Man, I love that buttstock pouch on your Mosin Nagant. Where'd you get it?
Strike Hard Gear. They have lots of hard-to-find gear for us comm block shooters, like chest rigs and pouches for your SKS Duckbill magazine.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Plus, a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. Enter GCN for a 5% discount on all products at StrikeHardGear.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Flex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Hey, do you ever worry about getting old, maybe getting older where you're slowing down too much? And at what time should you kind of relax and pace yourself? I was watching a Rolling Stones concert on television not too long ago. They're touring here in the United States again. Mick Jagger, when he's 71 years old this year, the youngest Rolling Stone, 65, and a couple of them don't have much of an eyesight to look at, hardly see their audience. So somebody asked me, well, anything more painful than aging rockers on the stage? Well, it doesn't bother me. If they want to stay on the stage and do their HBO specials, look, the Rolling Stones don't want to leave the stage, and neither do I, and I don't think neither do you. I know Charles Barkley, the commentator of the basketball commentator, says Father Time is undefeated. And one of the Stones has got a song called Crossfire Hurricane. It says you can't be young forever. Well, maybe not, but I'm not sure you just kind of give up with a whimper. I'm certainly not. What was the Dylan Thomas, the great British poet Dylan Thomas's comments? Do not go gentle into the night. Old age should burn and rage at close of day. Rage, rage against the dying of the light. Don't slow down. When Harry Met Sally, Billy Crystal and Meg Ryan's great movie that I enjoy seeing about once a year. Meg Ryan is complaining she's 30 and not married, and she tells Harry, Charlie Chaplin had a baby when he was 73. And Crystal replies, yes, but he couldn't pick him up. Well, I'm 73, and I can pick up those grandkids, and I can handle myself. Now, you know, it kind of does come as a shock to you, I guess, when you realize that you are getting a little older, although what they say, the 70 is the new 40. I woke up this last week. I'm telling you all this because it was my birthday this week. I wrote about it, by the way, on my website. If you want to see my birthday column, you can go to my website at www.jimbrownusa.com. GMOseeds.com. You'll see about my happy birthday to me in my whole website column. But I woke up early this week, and, you know, I followed my normal routine. I get up and walk the dogs and pick up the morning newspapers, take about four daily newspapers, and poured myself a large glass of orange juice and coffee. I kind of mix them up, fill my orange juice half full with water. I wanted to dilute some of that sugar. Got on the computer and checked my emails. Then I walked out on my patio because I wanted to sit down and glance over the morning papers. And then, you know, it dawned on me, I just turned 73. And I kind of wondered, well, how did that happen? You know, not too long ago, I would have said that 73 is really old. And to many, I guess particularly if you're teenagers or younger, I suppose it is. Now, look, I don't think I look 73. Oh, I do look in the mirror from time to time, and I see reflections of my father. He died way too young at 82. And I kind of look away and look back, and there's my dad again. So, you know, you look in the mirror and tell me what you see, right? Now, a lot of it has to do with how do you feel. And my doctor, who, by the way, his first name is Bubba. I guess you always check out closely a doctor named Bubba. But he's a good doctor and takes good care of me. And he says I look a heck of a lot better on the outside than I do on the inside. And look, I have my share of aches and pains. I've got a knee that needs a partial replacement someday. I'm going to fight it out as long as I can. Got some recurring arthritis, too much hay fever, and a sore back. But you know what? I had all those things 20 years ago, and I'm doing okay. I'm doing okay. A cute story about AIDS to tell you, by the way. I'm getting a smoothie at a little health food shop some months ago. Try to drink and eat healthy. And the cashier asked my name because she wants to put it on the ticket. And I said, well, I'm Jim Brown. Now, this is a little counter girl who's all of 17, got a number of piercings, purple streaked in her hair, and she's preparing my smoothie. Then she calls out, Jim. Well, I think she's a bit young, at least from my point of view, to call a guy my age Jim. So I ask her, how old am I? Then I kind of sweeten the deal. I tell her, if she comes within 5 years of my age, I'm going to give her a $5 tip. Now, remember, the smoothie is only $3.50, so I'm making it worth her while to guess right my age. And I can tell she wants that large tip. So she looks closely, squirts her eyes, squints her eyes, studies my face. And after a long pause, she announces, you're 52. Well, without blinking an eye, I pulled out a $5 bill and gave it to her. You win, I told her. And actually, I'm winning if she reflects anything that her younger set thinks in terms of my age. Now, we've all progressed in our various ways. I still listen to the 50s music on the radio. And I can well remember at my high school dances, dancing and to Jerry Lee Lewis, singing a whole lot of shaking going on when I lived in Missouri's first big hit. That was in the 50s. In the 60s, I now have traversed down to Faraday, where I'm a lawyer in Louisiana, and I'm representing Jerry Lee Lewis. 10 years later, I'm his lawyer, as well as cousin Jimmy Swaggart. Then I had three daughters in the country that dominated the 70s, and then I got into politics in the 80s and the 90s. And now I'm branching out in some new directions in my 70s. I visit with you guys and ladies each week on my radio show. I write a weekly column. And obviously, the grandkids are the icing on the cake, right? Don't you agree with me? I think most of you do. I remember reading Tolstoy. Tolstoy was one of my favorite authors, from War and Peace on down. Anna Karenina was my favorite Tolstoy novelist. But he said, I am convinced that if I should ever live to a ripe old age, and my story keeps pace with my age, I shall daydream just as boyishly and impractically in my 70s as I do now. And, you know, I once thought I'd daydream too much, but isn't that what those who hope to be, those who are creative do? Don't they, the painters and poets and actors? They're all part of these aspirations, and they dream their dreams. And many are out of reach, but there's nothing wrong with dreaming. You know, you don't want to get set in a rut, but there's nothing wrong with dreaming. I've tried to paint. I'm a terrible painter. My grandkids paint better than I do. I'm also working on my banjo skills. Now, you didn't know this, but back when I was in law school, I paid my way through law school by strumming the banjo at a place called Your Father's Mustache on Bourbon Street in New Orleans. Can you believe that? Go to law school during the day and strum my banjo at night. And now my fingers are getting a lot arthritic, but I still try to strum as best I can. And, you know, I think you find clarity in yourself and keep you going as you get older. And now let's talk about 70s. A lot of you out there might be 60s or 70s. I don't consider myself old. Maybe I'm just a bit older. 95 is probably old, but I've got a lot of years to get to that point. And so in the meantime, I'm going to continue what I do on this show every single Sunday. I'm this happy-go-lucky talk show host. I meddle. I'm opinionated. I'm bullheaded. I'm a talkaholic. I'm health conscious. I'm lovable from my perspective. And I'm going to continue to be that way with you. I won't hesitate, by the way, with my, we're talking about kids. I'm not going to hesitate to give my kids advice. I mean, we all do that. They're middle-aged in my instance, but they're still my kids. And even though they think they don't need my advice, I know they really do. Now, grandkids, I think you'll agree with me, are a bit different. My oldest has learned by the strategic use of smiles and sighs and pleadings and persistence and kisses that a firm no is quickly turned into a yes. And, you know, I hang in there by playing the games in the swimming pool and telling ghost stories and shoe tying 101 and patching up bobos and all the things that you and I do to take care of those grandkids. So I guess what I'm saying to you is, why make a big deal out of being in my 70s? I'm 73 this week. Why make a big deal out of it? I mean, it's just another number, isn't it? Like a bunch of other numbers in your life, dates and addresses and sums, amounts. And then in the mix comes your age. Well, maybe it's more than that. I can make a case that it could be an important milestone right now for me. My past, I don't know about you, but my past 73 years, by any estimation, has been full of hard living. I've had my ups and downs too numerous to mention. You know, if there's something called a yin and a yang, the before and the after, what has happened and what is yet to be, then maybe 73 is a special waypost for me. Hey, you know what? I could be on the top and ready for the long and relaxing ride down. And for the rest of you youngsters below the age of 73, I just got one thought. It's nice to be on the, or nice to be on this side. It's nice to be on this side of troubled waters. So just share those thoughts with you about getting a little old. And hopefully you and I, you listeners who are a little older, say over 55 or 60, or maybe some of you listeners that are older than that, maybe some of you listeners there than your 85 and 90s, I've got some folks that listen to me much older. On the way home from church, just sitting at home, got a lot of Catholics down here now going to church on Saturdays. A lot of listeners tell me they listen, you know, while they're fixing Sunday supper. Sunday dinner, whatever you call it, we call, down here in my part of the country, we have dinner is lunch and supper is the evening meal. You follow me? I don't know how you do it. That's how kind of how we break it down. So Sunday dinner would be lunchtime. So while they're doing that, they're listening to me here on the Common Sense Show. So share those thoughts with you about getting old. I don't feel like I'm getting old. I hope you don't feel like you're getting old. But as we get older, let's
go. I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.